Many men are confused, believing that there are many women who want to skip foreplay and go straight for penetration. Because you've seen women act this way in sex, so you took it literally that, you know, this is what she actually wants to do. You misunderstood the real reasons she did that. If you clear up that confusion, you will get a chance to really make her love and want sex with you. So, do women like that exist? Of course. They have a very fast response for one reason or another, whether it's all the time or just on that day. But you know what? I've been practicing as a sex coach and a sex therapist for over 20 years. I've had many hundreds of conversations with women specifically on this topic, both in my consultancy and outside of work. And I followed research in sexology on it. When a woman behaves like she just wants to go straight for penis inside the vagina with nothing before that, in many cases, probably most cases, it is not because this is her preference in sex. There's something else going on. And actually, pretty much any professional in sexuality will tell you that on the whole, this is not how women work. But I'm not asking you to just believe me. I will explain also how to spot those reasons. So if you pay attention, you should see it for yourself. So one thing I've heard over and over again from women over the years is, I just want to get it done as quickly as possible. So what this means is the woman doesn't enjoy sex at all. So she wants the man to go as quickly as possible into the vagina, come, and then she's done. And this can happen in both contexts, in a relationship and in casual sex. So in a relationship, this is what women typically call keeping the peace. It means that, you know, she would rather not have sex at all, but her husband is going to get upset. So she needs to give him duty sex, essentially. And obviously, you know, the quicker you can get the duty done and be free, the better. The second context is in hookups and casual sex. And you might think, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would she even want to meet? Well, actually, it's quite common that women meet for sex without enjoying it at all. I know it's very strange for men to understand. So a lot of women these days, they don't feel anything in sex because the way sex is normally done is all good for a man and doesn't do anything for a woman. That's just, you know, quite standard. So she's not going to feel anything, but women have adapted and they have sex for other reasons. It's some kind of intimacy. It's some kind of validation for being desired. Human psychology is obviously very complicated. Since sex is not going to feel of anything to her anyway, she would rather get it done quickly and, you know, get her validation. So women who go straight for penetration for this reason, they will often even appear like they really desire penetration and they crave it and they pull you into it. She's just trying to hurry it along. So with this woman, you can spot whether what I'm saying is true or not by just seeing, you know, how she behaves after sex. Is she all glowing? Does she want sex often? Or does she behave like she's just done and now she's off to do her things? Do you always have to chase her for sex? I would be curious to hear from women watching this video in the comments. Do you want sex to start from penetration with nothing before that at all? The second situation that I've seen a lot, it's very, very widespread, and I'm sorry again for being direct, is a woman's partner just has, you know, really bad technique for foreplay. And it's not on the man. The man is really trying from the heart, but it's just difficult for men to know what to do because nobody learns about sex properly. And if they do, it's normally really bad information. So men often touch a woman's body in a way that is unpleasant, that is irritating. They give oral in a way that's really rough and hurting her, or they're so fixated to make her come that, you know, it makes her really stressed. Men often stick their fingers in a very rough way that, you know, really jolts her, or they move the fingers so mechanically that it's, you know, really off-putting for her. So all of that could have been done really well, but, you know, it's not because of a bad technique. So she's dreading getting foreplay that will make her feel either unpleasant or like it's not working for her, like she's broken. And again, this can be in two contexts. In a relationship, she might already know how her partner does foreplay and she avoids it. If it is somebody where you've just met, you know, you can be awesome at foreplay, but the guys before you were not. So she's all tense and she's expecting it to feel horrible. Now, does that mean that she enjoys penetration but just doesn't enjoy foreplay? It can be both. Quite often, no, she will not enjoy anything because without being turned on, she's not going to feel much in penetration as well. So again, she does it like the first type because she has to for whatever reason. In other cases, a woman might enjoy penetration. She just knows that she's not going to enjoy other parts before. The thing is, the woman's body works in such a way that even though she can enjoy penetration without anything done on her body before that, most often she's going to get a very inferior experience. Her pleasure is going to be reduced. Her orgasms are going to be a lot more difficult. So it's not really a woman who prefers no foreplay. It's a woman who hasn't had a chance to get the right experience and to see that she would enjoy penetration a lot more if there were, you know, good things done before that. So these cases, they explain the situation that men often find frustrating, where you understand that you need to arouse the woman and you really try, but she seems to be avoiding it. So with this woman, you will normally spot it by the fact that when you're doing something before penetration, she interrupts you. She clearly doesn't want to do this particular thing or that particular thing. The next thing that I've heard from women over and over again is, I just thought this is what sex is. So a lot of women these days, they have never had the experience of sex that wasn't just a man going straight with a penis inside the vagina. So I often find that women are genuinely surprised that sex doesn't start from penetration. At the same time, they are often frustrated that they can't feel much in penetration. They find it difficult to get into sex. They struggle with orgasms. They might enjoy penetration, but they often need like more intense, even rough sex to feel anything, because it's quite difficult for the vagina to feel good when you start sex immediately with it, for most women anyway. So you might have had women like this in your experience. And of course, they behaved like they wanted to go straight for penetration because that is all they know. Her body has never been touched or aroused properly. And if she had done, she would realize how much she enjoys all these things, first of all. And secondly, she would have found out, you know, how much more she enjoys and feels in penetration. The fourth reason is what is called following the script. Women often feel like they don't have agency in sex. They can't ask for what they need. They might know that they would like more time or more warm-up, but they know that men expect penetration quickly and they find foreplay boring, so they don't want to be a nuisance, they want to please, and they just volunteer behavior that submits to what a man wants in sex. Now, are there times when a woman only wants to enjoy penetration straight from the get-go? She really doesn't want anything else before that, even if it's done really wonderfully and it's really amazing. Look, if you are a really amazing lover and you really open to a woman and she's always really sexual with you all the time, which you can do, then yes, on some days she will be on fire like this. It's a certain mood in the heat of passion, but on other days she will not be like this and she will still need time to be ready for penetration. And foreplay doesn't need to be some kind of a long, boring chore. It can be quite compact, at the same time very, very powerful. It's not even foreplay. Such a thing doesn't exist. It's just like having sex to a woman's body, enjoying her body before you do penetration. Practically no woman will have a reason to say no to that. Even if it's a few minutes, even if she doesn't technically need it, it will only get her even more turned on, build even more anticipation, create even more sensitivity, pleasure, and orgasmicity. Are there exceptions to this? Sure, you know, in sexuality, we always have minority groups, you know, for anything. I find that men tend to really hold on to this narrative that a lot of women don't want any foreplay, because for many men this allows them to go straight for penetration, which is what they would rather do, and believe that the woman wants it. Or maybe they genuinely just didn't know what the situation really was. So you can just ignore that and forget about this and just reinforce this pattern in the woman for your short-term gratification. But the thing is, you know, in most cases, like I've described, this is a woman who will continue not enjoying sex with you or enjoying it partially, and you could instead make her really love and crave sex with you and to get all that sexuality coming back to you from her. And what needs to be done here is exactly the opposite. To not feed into this, but to understand that she's actually missing what she needs. And if she was properly aroused through her body, she would be far more engaged and there would be a lot more sex and better sex that you would enjoy from her. If she's going straight for penetration, ask her, why do you do this? Do you not enjoy anything before penetration? Can you help her explore a nicer experience? However, the reality that I have to front is that most of these women who are behaving like this, by definition, they don't know enough about their bodies. They haven't had that experience. I know that men are often frustrated. Why don't women tell you what they like, what to do? This is why. So asking her may or may not work. You may need to just learn good sexual practice that allows you to engage her properly. The good thing about being a man is that you are the dominant lover, so you can just choose to do this differently to a woman. And then you can take her there, you can let her feel what it is like, so she understands how she can really feel great, how sex really works for her, so that she can be in love with sex with you. I hope this gives you some perspective.